Hope you're having a great day. I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote this evening on a massive financial bailout plan. It's similar to the one the House rejected, but this bill has some important changes, including one to temporarily increase the amount of money you can have insured at a bank from $100,000 to $250,000. Meanwhile, September, a very rough month at Ford. The automaker saw sales plunge 35% last month. The drop was much worse than previously expected. The current credit crisis and high gas prices are being blamed for these problems. The bad news, by the way, comes on the same day that Ford marked the 100-year anniversary of the sale of the first Model T. The cost back then, $825. Walmart now says that it's dropping the price on several toys in anticipation of a weak holiday season. Some Barbie dolls, the Play-Doh ice cream shop, and some Hot Wheels toys will now be as low as $10. The company also plans to open its Christmas shops in the next 10 days with deeper discounts on holiday ornaments. Authorities in India are just trying to figure out who was behind the series of explosions in the country's remote northeast region. Police say that two people have been killed, at least 100 injured. The blast went off in a heavily crowded marketplace. Police say the separatist militant groups there active in that area are responsible. And Spanish police are calling it the biggest crackdown ever against child internet pornography. 121 people are in custody after officers raided more than 200 homes and seized millions of computer files. Police say that they're keeping tabs on nearly 100 other suspects. An international investigation has concluded that the 2008 Chinese women's team has the paperwork to prove that they were indeed old enough to compete and win this year's Beijing Games. But it says there are still questions surrounding a previous team. The sports governing body says that two bronze medalists at the Sydney Games back in 2000 don't have the documents to prove that they were actually not underage. And those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone. Take care.